This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. USDA will invest in rural businesses and development organizations to spur economic growth in rural areas and in tribal communities. Agriculture Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin announced Friday the investments were created to help stimulate more business activity in areas that are struggling economically. Hardin says this will help revitalize small, remote, rural communities and create much-needed jobs for local residents. The funding is being provided through USDA's Rural Business Enterprise Grant and Rural Business Opportunity Grant programs. USDA says Rural Business Enterprise Grants help small and emerging rural businesses. Rural Business Opportunity Grants promote sustainable economic development in rural communities with exceptional needs. The U.S. Geological Survey claims a 20-year study shows levels of pesticides continue to be a concern for aquatic life in many of the nation's rivers and streams in agricultural and urban areas. The study, spanning from 1992 to 2011 by the U.S. Geological Survey, pointed at runoff from farm fields. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, over 500 million pounds of pesticides are used annually in the U.S. to increase crop production and reduce insect-borne disease. But some of these pesticides are occurring at concentrations that pose a concern for aquatic life. USGS Associate Director for Water, William Werkheiser, stated, "The information gained through this important research is critical to the evaluation of the risks associated with the existing levels of pesticides." The study results are published at an intriguing time, with the EPA currently at odds with agriculture groups over their proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. Agriculture groups charged the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are seeking a large land grab to gain regulatory control over virtually any body of water. The study, Pesticides in U.S. Streams and Rivers, Occurrence and Trends through 1992 to 2011, is a feature article in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal. The article and additional information, including data, reports, and maps on pesticide status, trends, and use, are available online at usgs.gov. CHS is holding a Farm Families Photo Competition starting today, Monday the 15th, and going on for the next 2 weeks. I spoke with Erin Williams of CHS in Shipman for more information.
Yes, beginning on Monday, September 15th, CHS will be hosting the CHS Farm Family Photo of the Year contest. And what that is, it's where you can nominate an upstanding family in the community, or you can nominate yourself by submitting a photo to the Fighting Illini Athletic Facebook page. There's a CHS link there, and you can click and submit a photo, and that's also where you can vote. And it's a popular vote contest, and so the popular vote will win a trip to an Illini football game, and you're going to get first-class treatment featured on the jumbo screen and receive a gift package, and you're going to go down on the field and things like that.
Are there any certain qualifications that you have to consider when taking this picture? Any specifications that you have to meet?
No qualifications, and we would like for it to be a family farm, so my advice would be get the family all dressed up and go out to the field or to the tractor or to the barn and have your picture taken and submit it.
And we are approaching harvest season, so this is just a perfect time of year to get a good photo like that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Everything is turning brown, and football season has started, so yeah, perfect time of year.
And just one more time, once they take the photos, where do they submit them?
They submit them to the Fighting Illini Athletic Facebook page. That's facebook.com/IlliniAthletics, and that's also where they can vote. If anyone has any questions, you can feel free to contact me at CHS Shipman here at the elevator. My cell phone number is 618-303-4657.
Again, that was Erin Williams with CHS Shipman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. All signs this fall point to a bumper crop, but this bumper crop is leading to what some are calling a perfect storm of events. Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association explains.
You know, a couple things, though, is that, as we mentioned in our magazine last week, and a couple other farm publications did the same thing, we call it a perfect storm. And we call it a perfect storm because all these conditions are kind of coming together to spotlight and highlight the weakness in our infrastructure in terms of movement of agricultural commodities. number one, we're going to have a record crop. As far as we can tell, it's going to be a bin buster, as they call it. There's going to have to be a way to move all this grain. And we're going to be moving it to local elevators. We're going to be moving it to river terminals. We'll be moving it to train terminals. And then, there's going to be a lot going into storage. We know that a lot of it's going to be probably going to end up on the ground, unfortunately, because there is not enough storage. There are still people trying to move last year's grains out of the bins just because of the fact that they held on to it too long and the price went down, down, down. So they're out there trying to get rid of it. So you've got all this activity going on in terms of trying to move this grain. Once you get past, the trucker moving it, then you've got the issues at the river terminals. You've got the issues with the railroads. We're going to just have to watch see how this whole thing plays out. It's going to be an interesting winter.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And, barge terminals, they're not having nearly as many problems as with rail, but the problem there is the river needs to be at the appropriate height in order to use the barges.
Yeah, we have a couple more heavy rains, and then there'll be issues out there. I mean, because of the fact that, unlike when it's down real low and they can't move the barges are moving, here and there. When we get too much like this, you get fast currents, it's tough to tie them up, trying to get them loaded. And then there's restrictions on the river because the river's moving too fast and you can't control them. So, again, that pushes all the way back to the local elevator. Local elevators gets a phone call from the river terminal saying, don't send any more grain down. You got trucks that are loaded with grain. They're going, okay, now what are we going to do? And those types of situations. On the rail side, it's going to be an interesting situation to watch because of the fact that there have been some issues out there saying, is there enough capacity with the railroads, to move the grain? It's not an issue of capacity of hopper cars. There's plenty of grain hopper cars out there. The question is there enough power units out there to move those units down, downstream, as we call it, down to down south? And because so much has been going on up in the Plain States, up in North Dakota, South Dakota, those areas, there have been suggestions that a lot of the power units are up there and they aren't getting down here and may not be available as many as there have been in the past to move the grain. So we're going to have to watch that. Something else to watch.
Yeah, there's been some arguing up in those states over how the rails are being used, hasn't there?
Well, and it's a real problem up there if you're trying to move like wheat or something like that that's grown up there. Rail capacity up there is really being stressed by the fact is that with the dramatic increase in oil production up there, there is no pipeline at this time right now. There are no pipelines that a lot of these wells can have access to. Thus, they're trucking the oil out and they're putting them in rail cars and tanker cars. And those tanker cars then are heading out and, they're on the rails and taking up capacity that maybe is needed for the grain. And I don't know if it's a war yet, but it sounds like that as oil production continues to increase and takes priority, that it may leave a lot of these grain haulers on the playing second fiddle. So that is going to be an issue down the road that we're going to watch real carefully.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.